woman into the house. He was the phone. Pretty girls knocking their own keys at home. When they got in the guy's house, they lifted up their top and exposed themselves to the guy.
Chief Whitlock.
It's Anne. Anne Marie Harrison. Somebody just broke into my house.
All right, be right over, man.
How you doing, Miss Harrison?
Chief.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Mind if I come in?
Come in.
Thanks. Oh, boy. Did you get a good look at this fellow?
Yeah. He was, about your height. Your weight. I think of it, he kind of looked like you.
Looked like me? So he was good looking?
No. Sorry, just not my type.
So this, ugly man, you know how he got in the house?
The bedroom window.
All right, if I come in your bedroom?
Yeah, come in.
Why don't you tell me what happened?
Okay, I was asleep. But, then I woke up because I felt something. I saw the window was open. And, he was standing right where you are.
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
You sure? Okay. All right, so what did he do?
He came toward me.
He came towards you?
Uh-huh.
Like this?
Uh-huh. Then he grabbed me.
Where?
Right here.
Like that?
Uh-huh. But he was much stronger than you.
Like that?
Uh-huh. He forced himself on top of me. And his breath smelled like he'd been drinking on the job, kind of like yours.
Really?
Kissed me.
Where? Yeah, baby.
He stripped me naked. I'm sorry, I was confused. He ripped my shirt off.
Yeah, Tony, what's up?
Where are you, Chief? Can you get here? We need you to come, quick. Chief?
Okay, look, Tony, I'm coming now.
No.
I gotta go, baby. Go. I gotta work. So we'll pick up on this crime tomorrow.
Okay.
What kind of crime?
Assault with a deadly weapon.
Breaking it into.
Lee Whitlock.
Hey, how you doing, Chris? You having breakfast with all your friends here?
I would invite you, Chris, but I don't want to.
You know, I'd sit down, but I don't want to.
Did they find us a table?
They were in the back.
Matt?
How you doing, Matt?
Good.
Starving. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Hey, Chris, try the crab. It's real good.
I'm allergic.
I know.
Right.
Camera only added 10 pounds.
Looks good, then.
Kind of, in a pleasure way.
So, I thought this might be an opportune time to revisit my offer to invest in a little business venture.
Costa Rica?
Yeah, charter
fishing boat.
Steal the evidence money.
Oh, what's this? You file a report on that yet?
Did it?
That's it.
Oh, man. $485,000. Can I touch it?
No, you can't.
I just want to touch it.
Change it.
Maybe I'll just steal it.
Maybe I'll just shoot you, Che.
Stop thinking like a cop for 5 seconds, all right? Just listen to my proposition. All right, look, take a grand out, all right? We'll go to the boat show. We'll just walk around with the money in our pocket, you know? Get a sense of what it feels like to know we could buy a boat if we were of the mind to buy a boat.
I'll see you in a minute.
Oh? Okay. What do you think?
Jay.
Stranger.
How you doing?
How you doing, Alex?
I need your keys.
I'm fine. Thanks for asking. How about you?
Listen, I need your keys. I left a couple of things.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll go with you.
No. Uh-uh.
Why not?
Please.
Please, why not? I just want to go with you.
I don't want to get into anything. I got a lot of work to do.
I don't want to get into anything with you. I understand. I know your work's very important to you.
Are you really going to start with that?
Okay, I'm
really
going to go in the other room and pretend to make a phone call. Good to see you, Alex. Congrats on making detective.
Thanks, Jay. Forget it. Forget it. Even if I left the Hope Diamond in there, you know, it's just not worth it. Bye, man.
Bye, Alex.
Would you just give me the goddamn keys, man?
It's on the desk, right in front of you.
I'll drop them off. See you, Chief.
See you this week.
She looks good.
Sometimes I think you want me to shoot you, Jay.
Yeah. Wait, hold that thought. Medical examiner. Yeah. All right. Kind of prick dies at cocktail hour on a Friday.
Nervous on people. Have a good one, Jay.
Yeah, see ya.
Hey. Trying to catch my self-respect. Figuring out what it is I'm doing in the middle of this threesome.
Try foursome. You're forgetting your wife.
She left me. In fact, I just told her the other day. Well, I told her today. Come get her stuff. So how's the pro football quarterback?
He's up north hunting for the weekend. Thank you.
one, am I? You okay?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm definitely okay.
It's all right, Mom.
You still love her, don't you?
Huh?
You still love her, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do. But you divorced her.
You still got your ring on, don't you?
Chris needs me.
Oh, okay.
He does. He's lost. Been that way since he got cut from the team. I guess I feel sorry for him.
You remember that next time he goes upside your head, okay?
Hello. Okay, sure. All right, I'll be right there. My brother Matt.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
I'm sorry to bring you in today. I was in surgery all day yesterday. Please.
You can talk in front of him. It's fine.
Okay. Right. Okay. And I'm afraid there's been a bit of a setback. I had your test back yesterday. The cancer is not in remission. It's come back very aggressively. It's attacked your liver and lungs.
How long?
Well, that's... That's difficult to say.
How long?
5-6 months. I mean, no one can say for sure.
But I feel fine.
Listen. There's a counselor here at the hospital I'd like you to see. She's very good. She'll help you during this period.
Thank you for coming in on your day off.
And wait. Excuse me. Maybe you could speak to her about the counseling?
Listen. I mean, you should be able to do something, right? You know, what about that experimental stuff like 60 Minutes?
Yeah, I don't know. And there are alternative approaches.
Yeah?
Sure, I mean, let's see. Autologous cancer vaccines, hematology procedures, like pheresis, hyperthermia treatments. There, take a look at those. They're extremely expensive, and I gotta tell you, there are no guarantees.
I forgot about it. A couple of hours, I didn't think about dying.
I understand. You know, they got this alternative stuff. You know, there's a clinic in Switzerland, and they say...
I know, with my blood. I know I'm stuck and all that stuff.
They said there's like a 17% chance. Like a 17% success rate.
Oh, 17%? Odds are probably better I'd hit the lottery, which is what I'd have to do to afford something like that. I don't think we should do this anymore.
Yeah.
It wasn't right for me to drag you into this.
You didn't drag me into anything. I'm a big boy.
Matt, I'm dying. Thanks for the flowers.
You're welcome.
The girls at work were so jealous.
Glad to hear that. I know that's not why you called me. What's up? What's up?
I want to show you something.
Chris didn't hit you again, did he?
No. When we were married, we took out insurance policies on each other. But they were only for $100,000.
Yeah, this says $1 million. Did you know about this?
No, I remember signing some things, but I didn't know he made any changes.
Yeah, well, he can't get away with this. I mean, this is fraud. You're sick. He can't go.
No, I was diagnosed 6 months ago. Chris increased the policy almost a year ago, right after my 32nd birthday. My mother was 33 when she died of cancer.
Is that Chris?
Oh, he's here.
Good. Maybe he can explain this.
No.
Why not?
No, Matt.
Why not? Now's the time.
This is
why
not the time.
When is the time? When is the time?
I don't know. Please. Sorry.
Hey.
Hey. I'm just taking the trash out. Thought you were working a double that night.
How was your appointment on Saturday?
Appointment?
Yeah, with Dr. Freeland.
Well, I didn't have an appointment.
No? You sure?
Sure.
Yes. Jay saw you go inside his office. He said you were going inside with some other guy.
No, I just stopped by. I had to ask him.
Oh, you were there. Where you
were? I was there.
God, here we go with the lies again, Ann, don't we?
I'm not.
Yes, you are lying to me.
You're not telling me the truth.
Ow! Stupid to make me.
Hey, Chris, how you doing, football player?
Good, Matthias. How you doing?
I'm good. Judy Anderson called, said she saw a prowler in the neighborhood. You see anything?
Nah.
No? Mm-hmm. What about your wife? She home?
She didn't say anything.
You didn't ask her, Chris.
She didn't say anything about it.
Maybe I should come in and ask her. Not that I don't trust your mind-reading ability, but hey, Ann, how you doing?
I didn't see anything.
Okay. I'm going to just check the perimeter.
Go ahead.
You see somebody, you holler, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And?
Mm-hmm.
You have a good night.
Well, we did it.
You know, this wasn't necessary, huh?
No, my name shouldn't be on your house anyway. I'll buy my own in a few years.
Bye. Chief Whitlock.
Hey, baby, it's me.
Hey.
What time you get off? I think I found a way to go to that clinic in Switzerland.
Right.
Can you talk?
Right. Well, hold on.
Forget it.
No, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I gotta go. So, just tell her I say hi. Bye.
Hello?
Is this a bad time? Can you talk?
Yeah. No.
Because you gotta hear this. It's incredible.
Okay. I name you the beneficiary on my life insurance policy.
No, not me personally. You name the living gift as your beneficiary. After, of course, we purchase the policy from you.
And you, the living gift collects on the policy when I die.
As the beneficiary, yes, we collect on the policy.
So you make a profit if she dies. Is that legal?
Well, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't.
So how much do I get? I know the amount depends on how long your medical staff says I have to live. How about a ballpark figure?
$750,000.
No. Even if they have to repeat the treatment several times, there'll still be enough money left over for us to go somewhere.
Like the Conch Festival in Key West?
No.
Plant bacon opalot?
No. Europe.
Europe?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or Africa. I'm gonna beat this. You watch.
Hey, hey, Richard Petty, give me a hand, man.
Hey, man, why is it don't slip? Watch that blood out.
Come on, Ann, talk to me.
The investors won't let them buy any new policies.
They're living good?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can go somewhere else. Get somebody else to buy it.
I can't. There's only 2 days left to change it.
What do you mean?
There's some provision that says the beneficiary can't be changed after a year, and that's in 2 days.
Well, maybe we call down there.
Just wait! Don't. This is not fixable. Just go, Matt. Just go.
What the hell did Alex pick up from your place the other day?
I don't know.
Well, over for sure now, huh? Yeah, I mean, she left some, so she'd have a chance to come back and see you. See if she still had feelings. That's when I saw she didn't have any feelings. Except to make her.
I think you've had enough.
Well, I'm trying to help you. Yeah.
I think one of your patrons here has been overserved. I may have to cite you on that, Elena.
See you tomorrow, Che.
See you tomorrow.
Man. Busting my chops, Mr. Drinking on Duel.
I'll see you. Good night.
Take it easy.
Let me get you a refill there, Chief.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good, Chris.
Come on, I ain't bribed. It's the beer. Hey, too, whatever he was just drinking.
Sure.
Let me ask you something. The night when you were out there looking for that prowler, did you see anybody?
No, I didn't.
Because I had this feeling when I got home that Ann was with some other guy.
Really?
Yeah, and I think he snuck out the back when I got home.
Huh. No, I didn't. I didn't see anybody.
I tell you what, though. Next time that little pussy comes around.
Little pussy?
Sure. The guy scurries out the back door the second he hears my voice.
Scurried?
Yeah. You know, I could almost respect a man who had the balls to confront me. Tell me, yeah. I'm panging your wife.
Maybe this guy, maybe there's nothing he would rather do than, you know, to tell you that you're a lousy husband and that you don't deserve it. And maybe there's nothing he would rather do than to walk up in your face, look you right in the eye, and say to you, Chris, I'm banging your wife. Good.
Maybe. You know, maybe your wife won't let him.
I'd respect him at least. And if he did that, then I'd go up to him, look him in his eye, and I'd say, just come near her again, and I'll kill you.
Chris, wow. Talking to the wrong guy, Chris, because as a police officer, I can't let you go around threatening people's lives. I mean, if you're serious, then I would be obligated to do something about it.
Really?
That's right. Thanks for the beer and the conversation.
Thanks for listening.
Okay. You give him my best. If you can.
You've been waiting long?
Hey.
Sorry about last night.
Okay.
You must really be mad at me. God, I used to love coming out here with you. I thought I was the shit being a freshman making out with a senior.
You were? Still are, like wise as cat.
Yeah.
What's this?
My going away present.
Going away.
I'm sure it's closing.
Making me the beneficiary? Come on.
Yes. Yes, you can. Buy that fishing boat you and Jay have always talked about.
Right.
No, I'm leaving tomorrow.
What?
I'm leaving town tomorrow, and, I gotta get out of here. I need to get away from Chris. I need some peace. They want it back.
They can't by law. The money has to stay in the custody of the arresting department until the appeals process is over. The kind of money Scott said he has, it can take years.
But Tony, and
they think I'm putting it in a safe deposit box. Already thought about a couple of times, Chris. Call.
11:30.
Okay. Go to your house, pack a bag, meet me at my house, 11:00. You okay?
Uh-huh.
See you later.
All right.
what are you doing here?
Barbara. All pissed off about something. Gotta wait her out.
Hey, listen. You see anybody coming here?
No?
You sure? Okay. All right, why don't you head on over to the scuttlebutt?
They cut me off, no thanks to you.
Go to the scuttlebutt. Just tell them Chief Whitlock said everything's
that's
okay.
The first place
just tell him I said everything's
me,
okay.
Well,
you won't look.
Yes, she will. Well, can I get
see
my
you later, I'll
I
send them to you.
Cigarettes in there.
These propane tanks is they just don't blow for no reason, you know? Man, this place was an inferno. Those poor folks didn't have a chance.
Homicide detective and there's two dead bodies?
All units, detective.
So what happened?
They think the propane tank blew.
You know who they are?
I think it definitely were.
Right, Jake.
And the five, check it out. Definitely arson.
No, there's definitely arson.
Any unit in vicinity ID?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking. The closer I stay to the scene, the better. Oh, yeah, it's possibly a double homicide, which means we're going to have to take this thing over.
14, what is your ETA?
It was a very amicable...
Chief?
Yeah. Hey, Chief, listen. All right, Judy Anderson's mom's visiting from Orlando. Now, last night, Judy called and said her mom saw somebody sneaking around this place. I checked it out. I didn't see anything. Well, we should probably tell Alex about it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll tell her. You get on back to the office.
I'm back to the station. I'll tell her.
Hey, Chief, you want me to run my investigation out of your place for the next 24?
Okay.
And I'm going to need your help, you know, back when on the VIX, people named you.
Me a tour guy?
Pretty much. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, okay, no problem.
Are you sure?
No problem at all.
All right. Why don't we ride back and you fill me in on the Harrisons? Meanwhile, my boys will set up at your place.
Okay.
Great. Hey, Matt, I just wanted to say I'm really sorry about the timing.
What do you mean?
With the papers and then this today.
The divorce papers?
Yeah. I probably should have called you before.
That would have been nice.
I know. Well, but it has been 8 months. Don't you think we need some closure?
I really don't want to talk about it.
Thanks for opening up. So, let's talk about the Harrisons then. Either of them screwing around on the side?
I don't know. Is anybody happily married these days?
These have already been gone through.
Right, yeah. He was supposed to get off at 11:30. Right, Mr. Harrison. So basically, you don't know if Mr. Harrison even came to work or not. Hold on one second.
Hey, did you know she worked as a dental hygienist for Dr. Scheider?
Really?
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to pay him a visit. You want to come?
Okay. Okay, thanks.
So she quit yesterday?
Well, kind of. Anne Marie had terminal cancer.
Really?
Yeah, I think she was trying to keep it quiet.
Anything else you could tell us, Dr. Scheider? Anything?
I think she was having an affair.
Did she actually tell you she was having an affair?
Well, we don't really talk a lot, you know? I mean, we mainly just like what's happening on our stories and stuff like that. But I just got the feeling, you know? Like, sometimes when she'd be on the phone, she would talk real quiet and stuff and...
Whisper.
Did you ever see him, or did she ever tell you who he was?
No. But he was classy. About a week ago, she got this real big thing of flowers from Rosie's. Really nice. I mean, it was beautiful. Remember, Bruce? But I met her husband once, and he just doesn't seem like the type of guy to send flowers.
Right.
Rosie. Hey. Yeah, Chief Whitlock. Listen, I'm trying to find out if some flowers were sent to an Anne Marie Harrison last week. Sent to her office. Yeah, Harrison. Yeah, check and see if one of your guys sent.
Donovan, what hospital do you
Mercy Med.
Mercy.
Ah. Chris Harrison.
Her husband.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot, Rosie. Yeah, no, that's all. Okay, thank you, Rosie.
If you'd like to make a call...
You ready?
I guess so.
Okay. All right, thank you for your help.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Scheider, if you think of anything else, there's my card. Thanks a lot.
Please don't do me like that, Matt. You knew I wasn't finished.
I'm sorry.
Dr. Scheider gave me the name of Anne-Marie's doctor. I want to find out more about her cancer.
Well, you didn't drop me off back at the station.
You really don't like being around me, do you?
No. I just, you know, seems like there's any reason for both of us to be wasting time at the doctor's office.
Why not? What's so pressing that you have to do?
Not so pressing. I do have a job. I am chief of police.
Yeah, for a person department.
You see, that's the problem between the two of us, you know? You think your job is more important than my job, don't you?
Never said that.
Yeah, I know you never say it directly, but in indirect ways you say it to me. That's why you wanted to leave Banyan Keep, go to Miami, so we could be closer to your job.
Really?
The important job,
and you
right?
never said that the commute was taking too much time away from us?
I didn't have a problem with
you,
that.
Oh, you didn't? So I'm hearing things now?
Whatever.
Oh, is that the reason why you're not coming with me? Is that your date paging you?
One of my four officers is checked in. It's a tracking device.
And you can tell on that?
That's what it tells me. GPS. We're all tied into it. The Mayor's brother sells them, so we spend half the budget on them. See? If
if we were moving, you'd see a track.
Yes, sir. It's
okay. If we were moving right now, it would show us track.
Great.
Well, why don't we drive to the doctor's office and I can see how it works.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi. Can I help you?
Yeah, Dr. Donna is up.
Her office is on the third floor.
Thank you.
Ramona? Ann Harrison didn't have cancer.
Are you sure?
Well, not counting the time she spent in Atlanta, Ann Marie has been my patient since junior high school. If she had cancer, I'm sure I would have known about it.
I don't get it.
Maybe she saw another doctor.
She was here for her yearly when she first got back to town 2 months ago. And she was healthy as a proverbial horse.
I'm looking it over here, and
I don't understand. Who told you she had cancer?
Excuse me.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for Dr. Freeland.
You're looking at him.
You're Dr. Freeland?
Yes, I am. Hold on, Bob. Some guy just...
You sure? This is your office?
Well, it has been for 10 years, yes.
Okay.
Bob, look, I'll get back to
you. Do you have a patient named Ann Marie Harrison?
Doug, I'm afraid I really can't tell you that.
No, you can tell me. Ann Marie Harrison, was she your patient?
Well, you see,
she your patient or not?
See, you don't understand.
Was she your patient or not?
No, I've never had a patient by that name.
You sure?
Yeah, yes, I'm sure. I'm very sure. Yeah, I would know that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is that your pen?
Pen? Yeah, that's... yes.
Do you use it much?
No, not very much.
You don't mind if I take it?
No. You can have the pen.
No, sure.
It's yours. Take it. It's yours.
No, I know that part. Hang on one sec. Did you get a checkup or something?
Oh, it's bad coffee.
All right. Hey, no, just tell them, they gotta stop lagging. We need those phone records now. All right, thanks. You all right?
Yeah.
You all good? Okay.
How's this, ma'am?
You fixed his nose already?
Wonderful.
Oh, hey, Chief.
Hey. How you doing, Judy?
I'm fine, thanks. Considering.
Alex, we've got an eyewitness here.
Mrs. Anderson, this is Detective D.S. Whitlock. Mrs. Anderson has a composite.
Well, just, we're on top of it.
Hey, Chief. Yeah, I told him how Judy's mom saw somebody sneak around Harrison Place last night.
Did you?
Yeah, got him right over there sketching it out for us.
The guy she saw outside of her window the night of the fire.
That's right there. Yeah, it's okay. All right. Good job, Chief.
Chief, check this out. Sketch of a prowler out to the Harrison's house last night. Take a look.
Yeah.
Ring any bells?
Hi, Tony.
Hey.
No. I mean, no.
He looked like him.
Like who?
Like him.
Like me?
Yeah, yeah, you. Mom, he's the chief of police.
So he was black, ma'am.
Yeah, he was black. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe him.
Mrs. Anderson, thank what? You. Thank you very, very
much. Oh,
I'm
so
very, very helpful.
Anyway.
I'm so sorry.
I understand. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We're on top of it, okay? Good. Need to talk to you, too.
Appreciate you coming down.
All right, listen, I want you to take this up to Miami for me, okay? I want you to give it to a detective, Gissen.
Gissen?
Gissen, right. I'm going to give you his phone number. Tell him I need prints on that ASAP.
Oh, is it for this thing?
Yeah.
Excuse me, Chief?
Yeah?
An Agent Stark from the DEA is on line one for you.
Who?
Agent Stark said it's about the Scarsetti case.
Chief Whitlock.
Hey, Chief Whitlock. Agent Stark, DEA. How you doing?
Busy.
Yeah, you and me both, pal. So I understand you guys are holding the evidence in the Scarsetti case.
Uh-huh.
Great. Makes you my new best friend. Listen, I'm going to send a couple of agents down there this afternoon to pick up that cash. I think it was used last year in a sting operation with Paolo Esteban.
We can tie the serial numbers to the bills you guys have, and we can tie Esteban to Scarsetti.
This is a top priority for us, Chief. And with this piece of evidence, we're pretty sure we can kill two birds with one stone. Nail Esteban and Scarsetti, and it may lead us to some other
cases. I tell you what, why don't I call you tomorrow and we try to figure out a time?
No, Chief, this had to be done the day before yesterday. Now, we got a court date coming up next week, and I don't...
The evidence has to stay in my possession until the appeals process.
Listen, Chief, I didn't try to get a lecture on the rules of evidence, okay?
Now, we, i.e., the United States government, need to check the serial numbers on that cash, and that's just what we're going to do.
Now, when I hang up on you in 10 seconds, I want you to sit down and type up a chain of evidence receipts. Well, my man will be more than happy to sign it for you when they get down there this afternoon.
Leon, Chief.
Yeah.
It's been 10 seconds.
Hey, Chief, you okay?
Yeah. Just tell... Gissen that I need those prints really quick, okay? Really quick.
Well, Chief, we need them that quick. I'm sure Alex...
No, we don't want to give them to Alex. Just do what I told you.
I'm sorry, you know, I just thought that she got
it. Just do it!
All right. Okay.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Just go there, stay there, and call me as soon as they're done, okay, T?
You got it. Good enough.
No, I've been on hold. When should I call back? Okay, thanks.
Here you go.
I'll stay my phone records. How long can it take to fax over a few sheets of paper?
I don't know. I'll call him again. Hey, Alex. I think we got something.
What?
Look at this entry into the checkbook, that last one.
Is this the only entry you found?
Yeah, so far, but it's in the register.
What's going on?
Hey, looks like they got a life insurance policy and we got a potential motive. Shit, the only thing is there's got to be like tons of these life insurance companies, right?
Right.
So you got any pull at the bank?
Sure. You want me to see if I can get an address?
Please.
Okay.
Hey, Charlie.
No, they're not going to be able to run them for at least another half an hour.
Call me when you got some. T.
Shit.
T.
Oh, man, you should see the rack on this chick that just walked by.
Just call me, T.
Those
No, just a fax for me.
Foster, what's up with my fax? It's not here.
She said she sent it.
Who's she?
Miss White.
Who's Miss White?
She's a supervisor over there. I've dealt with her before.
Call Miss White back, because they're not here.
No, I talked to her a couple minutes ago. I mean, you know.
Detective.
Well, she pressed the button. She assured me that she sent them. She sent them.
Well, we need to call her back, get her on the line. Actually have her wait as we see the fax coming to the desk.
Sure, boss. I'd be happy. Right. Hi, this is Detective Fast Hendricks. My name is Dave. Yeah, I just spoke to you about the person phone records. I haven't received an address. What do you mean, Sam?
Well, I'm staring at the damn fax machine and it's not there. So I'm going to walk over there. I'm going to stand right in front of it. And if I don't hear the phone ring in 30 seconds, I'm going to your superior. Do I need to be more clear than that? Do I need to be more clear than that? Look.
Can I use your computer for a sec?
A couple minutes. Phone records
over they just emailed me a bunch of warrants I need to look up.
60 seconds.
Chief,
I'm not raising my voice.
Oh, you got writer's block.
No, just working on my report.
On what? Somebody jaywalking?
Yeah, I'm somebody's jaywalking or urinating on the sidewalk or throwing spitballs at a crossing guard. I know it's a small office, but it's my office.
Phone mm-hmm. records coming in. Alex.
Oh, shit. It's out of paper.
Are you kidding me? Oh, God. Can we get some paper, Charlene?
Anybody got any paper? Paper, folks. They don't all move at once. Anybody bend the key of any paper? It's about 8.5 by 11 inches, a rectangle.
Oh, where? Thank
you. Here you go.
Fine. Great. Thank you.
Okay, let me just get over here. There we go. Start. Ha, there we go.
I can't read this.
Yeah, it's the tone.
Have a read fax.
No, it's okay.
No,
it's
have
just
a
tone.
Fax it. I can't
it's
read
it. It's okay. I can read it. It's okay.
No, fax it
it's
again.
It's okay. It's okay. That says Barry Thomas, a friend of Chris's from high school. I know him. That one is Will Blount.
You guys okay?
It's okay.
This one is Frank Rose.
Frank Rose.
No. All the boxes go to Miami.
The last call they made was to American Airlines at 8 p.m.
Hey, Jerry. Got a surprise for you. Both of them already dead when somebody turned them into s'mores.
What?
Both of them.
No sign of smoke in their lungs. Come on. They've been alive when that place went up. Their lungs look like mine.
Hey, Alex, here are the cell phone records.
Cell phone?
Yeah, they're on a different database than the landlines.
305-555-0199. Hey, what time did Grandma say she saw that prowler?
After Leno.
What time's Leno over? Like 12:30?
Hello?
This might be our guy.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people do you get after midnight, right?
Yeah, it must be a bad connection.
All right. 555-0199. Come on.
Yeah. Okay, let me see if I can find a number for you.
The next Dell subscriber you are trying to reach is outside the service area. Please try your call again later.
No, I don't have it.
Well, all right. Obviously, whoever it is works for the town of Banyan Key.
Mm-hmm. How do we find out whose phone this is?
All right, I'll
just ask. Is there anybody even in Banyan Key?
Yeah, I'll talk to you later.
Hey, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I was kind of drifting off there. What'd you say the number was?
555-0199.
0199? You sure it's not 1099?
Check, 0199.
0199? That's weird. That's my cell phone number.
Yours?
Yeah.
Aren't you county?
Yeah, I work part-time as a paramedic in all football games, school stuff.
And you called him last night?
I don't know, did I? Oh, Jesus, I did call him last night. Oh, Alex, I'm sorry. That's right, I called him from the bar. I wanted to see if he wanted to come have a couple of drinks with me. Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry.
You're friends with him?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say that. Yeah, he's like my bottom-of-the-list guy when you gotta have somebody to drink with. I'm sorry, man. I mean, I would have mentioned it earlier. It's just I totally forgot.
Well, yeah, you should have mentioned it. I mean, you should have told me this at the scene, Jay.
I'm sorry, honey. What can I tell you? I don't remember too much about last night. I had a fight with Barbara. I'm sorry. I was in no good shape, okay? You know, check with the bartender. I closed the place. Staggered home, passed out in bed next to my wife. Believe me, I didn't move until I got the call to show up at the scene.
I need a statement.
I'll give you a statement right now. Oh, what?
Jay.
What's the matter with you? You're like the love child of Barney Fife and Joe Friday.
All right, statement.
What the hell is that about?
I was sleeping with her.
Jesus. To you?
No, but they. It was all a plan. Them coming back here, they set me up. They planned the whole thing.
What plan? What do you mean, what plan?
I gave her the Scarsetti money.
Gosh! Would you give it to me if I slept with you? Well, any trace of the money?
None.
Oh, man, I thought I had trouble with women. Well, maybe you should just tell her.
Who, Alex?
Yeah, tell Alex.
Are you out of your mind? I'm not telling Alex. I mean, look what they got on me. Motive. Amaray names me beneficiary on her insurance policy, and I was having an affair with her. Opportunity, an eyewitness saw me outside their house the night it blew up. You want to hear some more?
How am I?
Home by myself.
Not that good. Well, at least you changed your cell phone number.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I mean, even if Alex wanted to believe me, there's so much evidence against me, she'd have to turn me in.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Anyway, that'd probably kill any chance you had of getting back together with
her. What?
I'm saying she walks out here right now. She says, let's call the divorce off. Let's get back to
what are you talking about? I'm looking at murder charges.
You know, I'm just saying, the gal's a peach. I don't know what you were thinking in the first place. Never mind. Forget it. Did I do anything?
You don't think obstruction of justice is enough?
On my level.
Chief Whitlock.
Hey, they mentioned the prints on the pen. The guy's name is Paul Cabot. And evidently, he's done some time before they got his prints from a criminal database.
You got an address?
Yeah. 36 Reef Road in Kendall.
You want beer?
No, I'm okay.
Webs we weave. what you got?
Yep. Looks like your doctor worked at the hospital, all right, but seems he was in my line of work.
Son of a gun. All right, let's get out of here.
Yeah, I'll get the beer.
Jake, come on, let's go.
Oh, come on, I gotta get the beer. Beer in hand is worth two in the fridge, man.
What are you doing?
Bottom of the ninth. Down by a lot of runs. I got about 10 grand in the bank. Get you down to Costa Rica, you can scout out some boats for us.
You think I'm done, huh? Well, I appreciate the offer, but I'm not running.
No, no, the idea was I drive you.
Yeah, you can drive. Drive me back to the station.
All right.
All right.
Back to the insurance company on the line.
Okay, that policy number corresponds to a $1 million term life insurance policy for an Anne Marie Harris.
The message is there for me.
Wow. Who's the beneficiary?
Just a moment here, one moment. Let's see. Looks like the beneficiary is listed as... Chris Harrison, her husband.
All right. Well, thank you. You've been really helpful.
Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't be more helpful. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I got a note here. It seems that the policyholder requested a form to change the beneficiary last week.
So she changed it?
Yeah, and if she did, it hasn't made it into the system yet.
Okay, so what does that mean? Is that in the mail? Or
could be, or it could be downstairs in our processing
center. Waiting to be processed, right. Can you connect me, please?
Actually, I think they're still after lunch.
All right, so what, call back in like half an hour?
Sure, why not?
Thank you.
This is Bill.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
Good, what have you been up to?
You got no idea. Let me ask you a favor here. I got a credit card statement, Capital One credit card statement on a Paul Cabot. I need you to find out the last place he uses his
car. Hey, boss, I got
C-A-B-O-T. Yeah, Paul Cabot.
Is he home?
Yeah,
I found this wedge underneath the seat of one of the Harrison's cars. It's a bank card received to a gas station used by a guy named Paul Cabot.
Nice. Check the phone records.
Already on it.
Paul Cabot. Anybody know or ever heard of a Paul Cabot? Come on, people. Wake up. Yes. No.
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 Paul Cabot?
No.
All right, Frank, call the bank, see what they got.
No records of any incoming or outgoing calls to a Paul Cabot here.
All right, the rest
okay,
of
Matt.
Check every restaurant, gas,
Matt.
Pet shop.
Yeah, Bill,
shop.
I've got something.
If this guy took a piss and paid for it, I want to know about it.
Got it.
Carl, to you.
He's got a reservation
yeah.
at the Costa Coral Hotel.
There's a hold on it now?
Yeah, that's right. He checked in yesterday.
Costa Coral Hotel.
You know where it is?
Yeah, yeah, on Atlantic Avenue.
Yeah.
And you're a lifesaver.
Chief Whitlock.
Yeah.
Agent White. This is Agent Fetzer.
How you doing?
We're here to pick up the Sarcetti money.
Agent Stark said to send the money to his office. My guy just left like 5 minutes ago.
No, he told you we'd pick it up.
Nah, he did. He said send
Stark,
it to his office. My guy just left.
Here,
send it to his office.
The money to the office.
Yeah, he'll tell you. I talked to him. He'll tell you.
Let me talk to him.
Let's talk to you.
Hello.
What the hell is your problem down there?
No problem.
I told you to get that money
no,
ready
no,
that
I'm sending
you
some
said
agents down there.
You
to pick
said.
Up.
What are you, a parrot telling me what I said? I know
no,
what
not
I
a
said.
Parrot.
No, I'm not a parrot. I'm not a parrot. I know what you said.
No, where the hell is the money?
Hey.
If you shut up for 5 minutes, I can tell you where the money is. I can tell you where it is. I sent the money to your office. My guy just left.
He should be up there in about, I don't know, an hour or something like that. If you still have a problem with that after I hang up in 10 seconds,
call your partners at the IRS. Tell them to audit me, okay?
Oh, you little bastard. I'll take
Agent Stark.
I tell you.
Agent Stark.
What?
Agent Stark.
What?
I meant 5 seconds.
Damn it, Chief.
Sorry, I can't hear you. You're breaking up. Huh? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Sorry about your phone. Can you hear me now?
Costa Coral Hotel, good afternoon.
Hello, I just checked into your hotel. I'm trying to access my voicemail.
Oh, I see you're not in your room.
Yes, I'm on my cell phone.
Okay, that's no problem.
Can you help me?
Sure, what's your room number?
Actually, I don't remember. Like I said, I just checked in.
All right, sir, what's your name?
Paul Cabot.
Okay, please hold. You're in room 715.
715?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And to access your voicemail.
Alex, we got a Paul Cabot at a Costa Coral Hotel in Miami. It's on Atlantic.
You're supposed to be here already.
Sal, these people work slow.
Did you get those things?
Yeah, you got a TV?
Yeah.
Watch pay-per-view.
Forget pay-per-view, man. You got that wife of yours under control? I mean, she cool? She's not gonna...
She's not talking to nobody. She's not going nowhere. She's got too much to lose, if you know what I mean.
All right.
Sam, man. You take a terrible picture.
Get yourself over here. You gotta get out of town.
All right.
Excuse me. How you doing? I left my key up in my room. A knucklehead. 715 is Cabot. Paul Cabot, 715.
Happens all the time, Mr. Cabot.
Thank you.
Paul? Paul Cabot, it's the police.
Thank you.
Cabot registered here?
Cabot?
Yeah.
Someone was just pushed off the 7th floor balcony.
How do you know he was pushed?
Well, I don't know, but a man was being kind of played back as he was thrown.
All right, calm down, relax.
What side of the building was it on? On the side of the building was it? That's the guy! That's him! That's Cabot!
I got the money.
That's great. Where'd you stash it?
Right behind the seat.
Hey, flight number 601, nonstop to San Jose.
No, I'm not taking a direct flight to Costa Rica. Get off the phone.
Come on, man. It's your only shot. Look, I'll swing by your house. I'll pick up some underwear or toothbrush. I'll meet you the other way.
You and your girl?
No.
Weren't we supposed to meet in the lobby?
Yeah. I just had to come get my cell out of the car, make a call. Back to the office, you know. Checking on the lead. Let's go back upstairs.
Oh, no, my boys are on it.
Okay.
Hey, why don't we go have a talk?
Sure.
Okay. You got something you want to tell me? Or need to tell me?
What do you mean?
I mean something that I ought to know, but that you might not want to say.
Congratulations on making detective. Proud of you. I know I never said it, but I am.
I know you are. You don't have to say it. Anyway, that's not what I'm talking about. How'd you get to the hotel so fast?
I heard it on the radio.
So nothing else you want to say?
I'm going to sign those divorce papers for you.
I'm not talking.
No, I mean, I'll get to it, you know, just having...
No, it's okay, that's cool.
Leave here, I'll sign it.
Besides, it's cool, you don't, you know, we're in no hurry. Are we?
I'm not.
You know what this place reminds me of? When we first started going out. Remember when we used to talk on the phone for hours? And you had this thing, you'd say, well, I guess that's everything. And you'd hang up on me. And you'd call right back.
That's right.
What would you say?
That I love you. Very much.
I like that.
Thank you.
there.
Yeah, here you go. Yeah, okay. All right, that's 36 wallet. Extra pepperoni. Hey, Chief. Chief.
This is from Agent Stark. Yeah, he sounded kind of pissed. I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Hey, Detective. The hotel called. The clerk's on his way from the hospital. Detective.
Call the insurance company. See if they found out who the beneficiary is.
Okay, you got it.
City Hall.
Hi, accounting, please.
Sure, let me get that number for you. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. They've gone home for the day.
Of course they have. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Howard. Did Cabot make any phone calls from his hotel?
We're waiting on him. Chief, the hotel called. They left a message. The clerk left about half an hour ago, so he should be here any minute.
Right. Hello.
Matt. Oh, Matt, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
This is a surprise.
I know this so much I have to tell you. I need to.
You know, you got a lot of people worried about you, Anne.
I know.
And we all had the funny idea that you were dead.
Sorry, Matt.
Where's Chris?
Oh, God, I've lied to you so much. He forced me to do this. He and his friend Paul found out about the Scarcetti thing, and they stole bodies from the morgue, and...
You switched to dental records.
I had to. I had to. They said they'd kill me. See, Paul was a criminal, Matt.
Was?
Yes. He was killed today. They made me do this. And oh my God, now it looks like you and I faked my debt to collect on the insurance policy.
So what do you want me to do?
I don't want to have to face them. I have to answer questions about this. I gotta get out of town, but I don't know where to go. And I need money.
So where's Chris?
You're right. I should have come to you earlier, but...
Oh, he's there, isn't he?
Yes. Uh-huh. I would have contacted you earlier, but I knew you would think it was another trick, and I don't blame you. See, he beat me up, and... Matt?
Yeah.
He beat me up, and... Paul had the money, and...
I have the money.
Oh, Matt. No, I don't want to involve you in any more of this.
Where are you?
I'm here at the old boat.
Okay, stay there. I'll meet you there.
I have interviewed him twice already. And it does match up.
Whitlock.
Hi.
Ouch.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
I'm okay.
You're up for answering a few questions?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
You're good? You need
yeah.
anything else?
I know.
This
no.
way. All right, Neil. Take a seat to your left.
This is everything.
There you go.
Where's Chief Whitlock?
I don't know. Bathroom, maybe.
Alex, insurance company, Latitude.
Detective Diaz Whitlock.
Detective, I got your beneficiary.
Huh?
So Matthias Leap Whitlock.
Thank you. Matt. Matt.
Agent Stark, DEA. I'm looking for Chief Whitlock.
How much was it?
$485,000.
And did he arrange to have it picked up or dropped off?
He told my agents he was sending it up to my office this afternoon, and nobody showed.
I'm sure there was just a miscommunication.
shot. Beat you up. It was self-defense, not a jury in the world that's gonna convict you. Now just put the gun down.
Well, you see, Chris did this to my face. I think you should put your gun on the floor.
What?
Put it down, Matt. I didn't think I could do this, but I will.
You set this up.
Matt, put your gun on the floor.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Don't do this.
Where's the money?
Jesus.
Look me in the eye and tell me you didn't mean anything.
Some of it.
All right,
don't try to confuse me. I don't have any choice
you
now.
You do have a choice. You don't have to do this. You do have a choice.
Matt!
I've known you all your life. I know you're not a criminal, and you know I know you. Maybe he...
Stop!
Don't shoot me, okay? Don't shoot me. I'm just gonna
shoot. Show me.
Here it is.
Put it down.
Wait. Don't shoot.
I'm
the one that got you the money. Now, please, Ann. I'm trying to save your life.
It wasn't all an act, baby. It wasn't. But I can't live broke life and shit when you're broke.
Wait,
anyone else up here?
No. Oh. How'd you find me?
Are you hit?
No, I'm okay. Come on.
Hey, it's Alex. Get me an ambulance and a med examiner. I'm with it. No, I'm fine. I'm at the end of Runyon Road. I'm on the dock. Hurry. Did you kill Paul Cabot?
It was self-defense. He was attacking me, and I was just trying to get the money back, Alex.
And you're just going to hand the money back just like that?
That's what I was trying to do, Alex.
And what's that over there, Matt? Both working for Cabot, and she found out they were here, and he basically took care of business, right?
Right.
That's what.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The guy never showed up, Whitmer.
Agent Stark.
Yeah. You know, I don't care if you're injured or not. I want that evidence money. Or you're going to be looking at a case of your own.
Hey, where the hell is Southeast 63rd Street in Miami?
53rd Street, Jay.
No.
I told you 53rd Street, not 63rd.
No, you did not.
Yes, I
you did.
Did
not.
Yes, I did.
No,
I
you said.
Southeast.
I can quote you. You said those assholes in the DEA are at 8400 Southeast 63rd Street.
I did not. No, I did not. I didn't. I'm very sorry, Agent Stark. What I said was those assholes from the DEA are at 8400 Southeast 53rd, Jay.
53rd.
I said, never mind. Just give him the money. Give him the money. Give him the money. You don't have to count it. It's all there. Have a safe ride home.
Come on.
It is all there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Must be.
It's all there.
Is it? It's a pretty good one, huh?
A little over the top.
Which part?
Your part.
My part was over the top. Your part. You're the one that came in here screaming.
What happened to you, man?
Just never leave your wife. That's what happened to me.
I take the bullet.
Be careful there. It's classic, okay? Like real world comes from France.
Cross us off here.
Hi, Bill. Excuse us.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you love her?
No.
Why would you do this, then?
Because I'm stupid. Because I'm... You know, I thought I was doing the right thing, trying to help her, but there's no excuse. Alex, sometimes people, you know, do stupid things. Especially when you're still in love.
Hello.
Hey. Hey, how you doing? I thought you were Jay. He called all worked up about something.
Okay.
Do you want to sit down?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah, it was good.
You want some? Want a beer?
Yes.
How many left? Share my own.
So what brings you down this way?
Just need to move, you know, the rest of my stuff.
Oh, okay. That's cool, I guess.
The house is a mess.
Say that. Yep.
Don't worry,
that's the station.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
You opened it?
Yeah.
You opened my mail?
Yeah.
Why are you always opening my mail,
Jay? Just open it. I'll read it. They just want you to fill out the forms, man.
Claim amount payable to the beneficiary for the sum of $1 million?
Yeah.
What?
We're rich. We're rich.
Yeah.
Huh? We're rich.
Whoa.
What about that?
$1 million.
Yeah.
Easy, Jay. Easy. He can't take that money.
What?
I can't take the money.
Why not?
No, you can't. It's a conflict of interest.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that is a conflict.
He's a legal beneficiary.
Yeah, no.
I am the legal beneficiary.
And he's one of the arresting officers.
Well, what the hell's that got to do with anything?
Officers, though.
For so what?
Well, he could get. Tell him how much trouble you can get in it.
A lot.
Matt, it's $1 million, huh?
And
a chance of a lifetime. No, don't be nuts.
No, as his wife, I'm telling you, he's not taking that money.
As my wife.
As your wife.
Matt, come on. Oh, come on! Don't fall for that.
What do you mean, that's my wife?
It's your wife.
You said you came to move your stuff.
I'm moving back in.
Well, this is great. Congratulations, huh? Just kind of fortuitous.
You serious?
Yeah. Are you going to behave? I'm actually afraid to leave you by yourself.
You only for sweepstakes, man. Huh? You know? Matt, you can do this later. It's $1 million. Hey, come on, let's not lose focus, huh? You're lucky. Honeymoon fund, nursery wing for the... Matt, this is the golden pot at the end of the storm thing, Cloud. Matt! Just sign it before you go in, huh? Matt, I'm not going to let you do this to yourself. I'm going to be sitting right out here when you're finished, okay? I can wait you out. I can wait 3 minutes. I'm a patient man, Matt. I am a patient man.
Mark, give me the
yeah.